Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Trying to work our way through an unusual Friday where it's raining and soon it's going to be icy and, well, before we know it, it's going to be snowing. Not quite sure if it's Snowmageddon or what kind of nickname they're attaching to this storm, but it seems like it's got just a little bit of everything. Andy Bullbarch and Matt Douglas with you until 6 o'clock tonight. And we've got Tim Alcorn in studio with us. Well, we thought we were going to lead into your broadcast tonight. You were supposed to have North Ridgeville and Avon in our Cleveland Clinic cage matchup tonight. But that matchup, amongst just about every other area matchup, has been postponed due to the incumbent storm, which is supposed to do some serious damage and keep people off the roads. I want to bring you in here because I know you've probably got some stories about, you know, over the last 30 years or so, I'm not sure how many times you've experienced something like this where a storm has come in and basically wiped out not only an entire night, but in a lot of cases, a lot of games tomorrow have been postponed as well. How many times have you seen this where a storm comes in and the day before the ADs and the superintendents and principals have said, you know what, it's just not worth the risk?
I've seen it a few times. I mean, luckily for us, this isn't the norm. More often than not, folks around Northeast Ohio, they're used to a little snow and some inclement conditions. So more often than not, we can go through a winter, maybe have a cancellation or two. But sure, there's been a few times over the years where the weather has rolled in. And obviously, whether it's North Ridgeville and Avon tonight or all of the other games tonight that got wiped out, the number one concern is player safety. I mean, obviously, these kids have to get back and forth to games, whether it's a home game and they're driving to the game or whether it's an away game and they've got to get on a bus. They want to make sure those kids are safe. And then the fans as well. I mean, they do take that into account. And especially for schools that are far away from each other, if you've got to make a long trek to get from one school to the other, they'll take that into account. That's why I thought maybe, just maybe, North Ridgeville and Avon might still get played tonight because they're neighboring communities. So there really wasn't a long drive between the schools. But, you know, Eric Frombach and I'm sure, you know, Brooke Uline over at North Ridgeville, the respective athletic directors, they got together and just said, you know what, for that player safety, for fan safety, let's figure out another day to play this one. As of now, I have not heard a makeup date, but let's just get everybody staying at home tonight and staying safe. But yeah, we've encountered this a few times before. The one that comes to mind for me, I don't remember the year specifically, but it was back in the early 90s, right after I started here at WEOL, and I started here in 92. This happened actually in March during some tournament basketball. Now, you talk about nightmarish conditions because the OHSAA is very stringent on getting tournament games in. There are conferences that have rules about no school, no play, and all that. When it comes to tournament time, that all goes out the books. It's an OHSAA tournament, and literally, unless you are snowed in and you cannot get out of your house, you play the game. So we had a situation back in the early 90s where there were tournament games getting wiped out, and that really created some havoc. But, hey, it's Northeast Ohio. It's going to happen once in a while, right?
Yeah, you kind of have to expect that. Now, Matt, I wanted to get your perspective. Sure. I know this is a story you told before on the air, but I want you to tell it again because you had talked about an experience where you missed a road trip in North Dakota, but you had heard the horror stories about how when the, I think it was a girls' basketball team came back.
Oh, yeah.
They were sitting there waiting in the parking lot. You had to hope for one car to start, but, you know, you got back 3, 4 in the morning, and, you know, it's so doggone cold out there that especially those hours of the morning, you don't think any car's going
to
start.
Yeah, that probably dates back to earlier in the week when the schools were getting canceled with the cold more so than these ice storms and everything coming down. But it is something you have to take into account. And first off, the buses never shut down out there. I always thought that was fascinating. You go to a high school game, a college game, buses are always running in the parking lot because if they stop, the diesel fuel has an opportunity to gel up and freeze. But this was the team. They were in Minnesota, and I think I'd come home for New Year's Eve or whatever the situation was. And when I got back, I was speaking with the head coach at the time, who actually is coaching over in Oregon, Ohio, at Cardinal Stritch with the girls' basketball team there. But she had mentioned they got back from the airport about 2, 3 in the morning. The temperatures, it was a horrible winter. The temperatures had stayed right around negative 10. 10, 15 with wind chills of up to negative 50 at times, especially late at night. And they all got out of the bus, and they all sort of knew what was going to happen, because out there you have what's called a block heater. You plug it into some of these little outlets that are in parking lots, and that's warms up your car on the inside so that your engine doesn't freeze. Well, most of these girls couldn't get their car started. Luckily, one person was able to get it, so it became a chain effect. They were passing around the hookup for the batteries, whatever you call those things. And they all
the jumper
had, yeah, jumper cables, because the batteries had frozen. So they were all jumping each other's car, and it was a chain effect. Everyone had to do it. But, wow. I mean, it speaks to the weather and just how dangerous it can be, because if you can't get your car started, I suppose they would have slept in the gym, but if you're stuck outside for whatever reason and school's closed down, I mean, that's obviously not a good situation to be in.
No, and I think it's interesting, too, to have the discussion about how people have constantly mentioned this over the last few weeks. You know, if it's not safe enough to go to school, how is it safe enough to play the games? And I think there's a distinct difference in that. And I know we've discussed that on the show before, but I wanted to get your take on that, Tim, because number one, it's way, way different. When you're especially with basketball, you're talking about somewhere in the area of 15 kids for a varsity program. In some cases, if you've got varsity, JV, and freshmen, you're talking about, I don't know, what, 30 kids, 40 kids, somewhere in that range. It's a little bit easier to corral a group like that than it is to take a look at the entire school or the entire system, because each situation is different. When you're talking about the whole system, you're talking about kids that are having to sit out of the bus stop. You're talking about kids that have to walk to school. And then, of course, you're talking about, in high school anyways, teenagers that have to get in their car and drive in these conditions. At least with basketball or wrestling or whatever in the wintertime, you're talking about a smaller group. So I don't think you need to shut it down unless, of course, the driving conditions are so completely unsafe that it forces you to shut things down. But that process, I'm sure, has changed a ton since you started many moons ago, right? I mean, because it used to be, right, that if school was shut down, they wouldn't play the games at all.
There were some conferences that had that rule. They did. No school, no play. I mean, it was just concrete. That seems to have relaxed somewhat. And you kind of answered your own question in the fact that, yeah, it's an apples and oranges comparison. And I think this argument came up a couple of weeks ago more with the cold, the brutal, brutal cold. And school was being called off because of the cold weather, but games were still being played. But as you said, in that just unbelievably cold weather, that's dangerous for kids to stand at a bus stop. Or like you said, if they're close enough to the school where they walk to school or whatever the case may be, that's a lot different than getting on a bus and going to a game. I mean, those kids, when they're waiting to get on the bus, they're inside, they're in a warm school, the bus pulls up, as Matt said, they leave those buses running. They do that here in Ohio, yeah, too, by the way. If you leave a game early, there's the bus outside. It's been running that whole game, and they run and they get on the bus, and it's a warm bus, and they're on the warm bus till they get to the next gym, and they get off the warm bus, and they go into a warm school. So, yeah, it's not an apples-to-apples comparison at all. Now, bad weather, insofar as snow and freezing rain and that sort of thing, yes, that can cause the cancellation of games, which we talked about earlier. But you're right. I saw some things on Twitter, and there were social media posts as well about, well, how do they cancel school in this horrendously cold weather, but you can still play games? It's not an apples-to-apples comparison at all.
At what point did that change, do you remember? Because I, you know, Matt and I always go back to our high school days and how drastically different it is now. But I remember in high school when they had canceled school, you know, the coaches would contact us and say, look, once they cancel school, there's no way in the world we can actually get them to open the school up for a practice. But that changed at some point. I want to say that coaches back in the late 90s began to have that conversation where it was, hey, you know, just because they canceled school, that doesn't mean that we should have to cancel practice. You know, games were a totally different animal. I kind of felt like in high school, if they canceled school, you didn't play games at all. So at what point did that change?
Well, I don't know the exact, you know, year or when that tide kind of turned. I can say I'm sure that rescheduling was certainly nightmarish. If you were having games that were getting canceled, I mean, look at what we've been through the past few weeks. If you had said all of the games for the past few weeks that were supposed to be played that night, were all of a sudden taken off, how would you reschedule all of those games? I mean, look at what they go through in spring sports. Yeah. I mean, that's nightmarish to try to reschedule games that have been postponed. So I'm sure that had something to do with it. Now they've added games to the schedule. So a lot of your open dates that were available before, suddenly those dates are now gone because they've added to the schedule. It used to be an 18-game schedule in basketball. Then it was 20. Now it's up to 22. We had that conversation at the Brew Kettle about whether coaches like that or not. But so I think that had something to do with it. I don't know when exactly that all changed, but I'm sure that was part of the conversation. And also the fact that, listen, the weather at 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning isn't necessarily the weather that you're going to see at 7 o'clock at night or 6 o'clock with the JV game when this night is scheduled to happen. So I think that, I'm sure, was part of the conversation as well. How do you cancel a game at 6 o'clock at night just because it's snowing and it's nasty at 6 o'clock in the morning? So perhaps, you know, those two parts were at least somewhat a part of the conversation.
Yeah, I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but it seems like common sense prevailed in that. Like you had mentioned, if it's cold outside, you have kids waiting for a bus that gets cold, that brings frostbite. If you're a basketball player, you're going to the gym, you're in the locker room, you get out on a bus, there's no waiting for anything. There's no real danger to that standpoint. And why cancel a game if you can get that in there? Because as you pointed out, I mean, we're looking at the stuff tonight. These are a lot of conference games being canceled tonight, so they've got to be made up somewhere. So teams are throwing them into the schedules. Lorain and Cleveland Heights set to make up next Thursday. There's a game next Monday. So some off days that typically go for these players are now becoming game days.
Well, I know in the SWC, that was a game we were supposed to have tonight, the Ridgeville-Avon game. They're locked in for Tuesday, Friday, Tuesday, Friday, Tuesday, Friday through the rest of the year. So the game tonight and the other SWC games, that's either going to end up, as Matt said, on an off night, on a strange night, like a Monday or a Wednesday or a Thursday. And, of course, you look at Wednesdays, you've got girls' games, so do you have open gyms? Or it's going to go to a Saturday. So now you're going to have a bunch of teams, I would think, going back-to-backs here at some point playing Friday, Saturdays with the games that got wiped out tonight.
Going to be interesting to see how this plays out too, because this just seems like it's going to be one of those winters where, you know, you might get what you got yesterday, right? 50 degrees, and then the next day you're going to get 30 degrees or 20 degrees, or maybe it's the stuff that's coming at some point tonight. But I find it fascinating that right now, you know, here we are at January 12th, and we're having this conversation about games being rescheduled. You've got about 5 weeks left until tournament time, right? 5 or 6 weeks?
That'd be about right.
So you're getting pretty close. I mean, that window's really beginning to close, and every athletic director will tell you, look, it's a nightmare to reschedule these things. So you get the sense that unless it's going to be extremely hazardous conditions, which we're expecting tonight, thus all the cancellations, they're probably going to start pushing to start playing these games even if school is canceled.
Yeah, I mean, again, the problem is going to be where do you get these games in? Because, number one, they're conference races. Mm-hmm. All of the games at this point are conference showdown type of games. So you have to get them played so that conference champions can be determined. Number two, I mean, not to be callous about it, but, hey, athletic directors look at those gates. They're not just going to say, well, we're going to lose this game. I mean, Eric Frombach over at Avon tonight, he's going, you know, how many people are going to walk through our doors? I got to find a way to recoup that gate. So that all plays a part in it. So it does, but that window is now tightening as to when you can start making those games up. So my guess is here in the next month or so, we're going to see a lot of Saturday nights where there maybe was one or two games on the schedule. Suddenly you're going to see 4, 5, and 6 games on the schedule because of makeups.
Going to be interesting to see how that plays out. I've got a question for you. So we've talked about cabin fever and how it gets to all of us this time of the year when it gets really, really cold outside. It gets to me with my fiance and my dog. It gets to Matt with 2 kids. How in the world did you do it with 4 kids growing up? What did you guys do when it got this bad outside and you couldn't go out?
They went upstairs.
It's a good move.
You kids get upstairs, leave mom and I alone as we watch television. No, I mean, everybody gets cabin fever. I mean, you're right. You want to get outside. And I mean, just whatever it was yesterday for 3 hours when it was 50 degrees, you're like, man, I'm going to walk around and just, you know, take in a little fresh air. I mean, it's tough. Northeast Ohio winters, it's not for the faint of heart, no doubt about that. But yeah, let's hope, as you say, we can kind of get through this and move on and get to some nice spring weather.
Yeah, it hasn't even been a really weird winter. It's just been a really weird week here the last week or so. Obviously, we had the cold weather going back to school at the beginning of January, and now apparently the rain, sleet, freezing rain, and snow are supposed to hit here today. So we'll see, I guess, is the only thing you can say at this point.
The challenge is, Bull, who are we going to talk to tomorrow morning on the wrap-up show?
Yeah, good luck on that.
We'll find somebody.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Well, if nothing else, it might end up being a preview of games to be played a little bit later on tomorrow night. No, Matt's supposed to have a game tomorrow night. We're actually going to have the new Vermilion head coach, Brett Callahan, is going to be on with us, so we'll talk with him today. We might actually be able to replay that during the Saturday Sports wrap-up show tomorrow, but... Boy, it might just be a recap of that Buffalo Bills game last week.
Oh, why would you do that to me? Why would you make me suffer on a Saturday morning?
At least your Sabres got the win last night. That was an unfortunate loss for the Blue Jackets.
Yeah. Well, you're the captain of the ship tomorrow, so if you want to X out that Bills discussion, I'm sure we can find a way to do that.
We'll find something else to discuss.
All right. We'll pick out something. Always a pleasure,
maybe
my friend.
We'll play some music that you know.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say, that's a difficult thing to do these days. I did okay, I thought, last week, although you didn't think so listening. I thought I did all right.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think I picked out like 15 of the 17. It took me a second. See, I'm not good at getting that song right away. Like, I've got to listen to it. I got to listen to a few beats. I've got to listen to some lyrics. You follow me on that, don't you? You've got to hear a little more than just like the first 5 seconds.
Look, I've got one genre of music I typically listen to. If it doesn't fall into that category, I usually struggle a little bit. So I'm not afraid to admit it. I know some of the classic stuff, but I'll say this. You and Cam Doc Brown kind of go a ways back on some of those songs. So I'm not always able to pull them out.
Yeah, see, I'm still being lambasted for not knowing My Sweet Lord.
Well, at least you got the title right today.
Yeah. I think I said Oh Sweet Lord last week, so I'm still wearing that one. Always a pleasure, my friend. Looking forward to doing the show with you tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be able to get in here without having to wear ice skates.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. And for all of those out there, be safe in your travels, no matter where you're headed.
All right, we'll be right back after this with more Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.